at the 2020 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Brian Branch from the World Council of Credit. How are you, sir?
Great.
Morning, and I got a frog in my throat. I apologize.
Oh. Well, it's good to see you.
Good to see you as well, as always. We've been kind of seeing each other on all sorts of the face of the planet.
We kind of travel the same circles, don't we?
We do. I'm following you. You go to all the good places. So how, speaking of good places, how's the conference going for you so far? I know it's just kind of starting out.
It's great. You know, there, as you know, there are more than 5,000 people here. So for me, it's wonderful because I get on a plane. It's a short ride. I get there. Everybody speaks English. And, everyone's in one place. So
that's a plus.
It's a wonderful chance to catch up with folks. And some of our international colleagues are here.
Yeah, I've noticed.
They take a lot home in terms of the advocacy strategies that U.S. credit unions apply. Mm-hmm. And they pay a lot of attention to the technology they see at the conference, mm-hmm. and it's very useful for take this home and apply it in their own country.
Well, and vice versa too, you know, so we can take things from them as well. Because I think Paul Norgrove mm-hmm. was at the Underground Collision event last week, so I interviewed him and said, "What are you doing here?"
Right.
And it was great. It was great. He was here, and he's going to soak mm-hmm. it all in as well. So, and you guys last night had an event for the foundation. So, what was that all about?
Well, you know, every year we invite our supporters that mm-hmm. Support us to come to an event at embassies. And it's grown over the years, so we had a bit more than 300 people last night at the Italian embassy. And, you know, we have to measure these embassies and find embassies now that have large enough venues that we can all fit in.
Okay.
But the embassies love to have us and connect with the international trade unions.
Oh, that's so cool.
And, you know, we really enjoy it. Get a little bit of the culture of each of these embassies each time we're there.
I bet the food was out of this world.
It was, and of course we had to go from the Italian embassy to the Italian restaurant.
Gosh, Brian. Pinch me, because Italian food, I love Italian food. Oh my goodness. So, and you guys went, 300 people there? And so what transpired during the event? Just kind of a networking thing, or any announcements made there? Or?
Well, you know, we've learned a long time ago. It's early in the conference. People want to come to an event. They want to network with each other and talk to each other. So we keep the comments and remarks short.
Gotcha.
And we just thank everyone for the support that they provide us. And we have our board members there. We give them a chance to mix with people. And, you know, our big challenge was, okay, find a board member and ask them, so what is it about this World Council? Why the World Council? And, you know, what would the world be like if there were no World Council?
Yeah, good question. So, good question. Let's talk about your GAC goals. What do you want to achieve here? What is attracting you? What are you guys? Who are you talking to? All that type of stuff. What are your goals here?
You know, one of our goals is to share with the U.S. credit unions more about how they are affected by international regulatory standards. Mm-hmm. And you may have talked to Andy Price earlier.
I did this morning.
Mm-hmm. So CUNA is doing a breakout session this afternoon. And they're going to talk about, well, what is it the U.S. credit unions should be concerned about mm-hmm. with some of these rules that show up with state regulators, with NCUA, and at Treasury come from some of these international bodies like the Basel Committee, the Financial Action Task Force. And as they're setting standards, then these eventually trickle down and they cause expense and regulatory burden for U.S. credit unions.
Right.
And so the work we do is to try to catch that mm-hmm. before it gets to the national regulators mm-hmm. and mitigate some of those impacts.
Okay. Yeah, Andrew had quite the laundry list that things are coming down the turnpike, so lots of stuff to be aware of for sure. Let's see here. What's on the horizon for World Council? What are there? I always ask you, mm-hmm. like, where are you going, Brian? What's the next trip that you're on, and what are your goals for that trip? So I'm always intrigued of where you're going and why you're going.
Yeah. Well, you know, we're doing a lot of work in the Andean region right now, Colombia, Ecuador,
mm-hmm.
Peru.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that, frankly, is driven by the collapse of Venezuela. And as Venezuela has really deteriorated, mm-hmm. we've seen a number of refugees come out of Venezuela and then they're in the countries around Venezuela. So we did a lot of work in Colombia with Colombians who left Venezuela, mm-hmm. went back to their own country, and very many of them came out with very little. They lost much of their goods and their life savings in Venezuela. So the Colombian government asked us to work with credit unions to help these people integrate back into Colombian mm-hmm. society.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do that, eventually that leads to social unrest, which leads to economic disruption and political unrest. So so the Ecuador and the Peruvian governments contacted us and asked us if we could help them with the same type of program with Venezuelans that have come into Ecuador and Peru. And you know, early on, it's people with assets and professionals, and they come and they register quickly and they integrate. And then you get more people who are blue-collar workers, and then you start getting people who are poor and people who are malnourished and health problems, and so it starts to become a strain on society. And so we've had a lot of discussions with credit unions in Ecuador and Peru about what they can do to help refugees or immigrants coming into these countries to register legally, and then help those who have a professional degree become certified in their local country so that they can work as a doctor or a professional rather than being an Uber driver or a waiter. And then matching the skills of people who come in who are workers and helping them find jobs in ways that aren't then competing with the local Ecuadorian or Peruvian citizens. And then they start building their assets by membership and savings and credit unions and eventually accessing credit. So they have something invested in the local community and the local economy and become more stable residents in these countries. So it helps them with a longer term vision of economic stability and integration.
And it's all stemmed from credit unions, which is a wonderful thing, you know, especially in that area of the world.
The thing I tell everybody is we see all these geopolitical crises around the world in the news that we read, and these are things that have their origin in the community, or they have their impact in the community. And so these communities turn to their credit unions to help find solutions for these issues. And so it's very inspiring to see what credit unions do.
Exactly. Being a primary financial resource for these folks, it's huge. And speaking of which, I'm sure it'll be talked about a lot at the upcoming World Credit Union Conference in Los Angeles this year.
Absolutely.
And you guys are partnering up with the America's Credit Union Conference, right?
We are. So we're doing a joint conference with CUNA this year, partnering with the California League. We'll have probably about 65 countries. They love to come to the U.S. They really look at the U.S. credit union system as the leader in the international credit union system. So, again, we have a few people here at GAC. We'll have probably about 3,000 people in Los Angeles that come. And they really want to see what are the U.S. credit unions doing in terms of technology.
Right.
What are they doing in terms of dealing with these regulatory pressures? And what are they doing in terms of leadership for their credit union? So, it's very inspiring for many of the smaller credit union movements in other countries.
Yeah.
And it's a great exchange of equals with some of the larger credit unions from other countries.
Yeah, that conference has been such an eye-opener for me because, I mean, it's really kind of cool to see. Obviously, we know what's going on domestically, but when you talk to people from Canada or Australia or Africa or South America or wherever, it's kind of interesting to see how different we are, but when it comes to credit unions, how the same we are, but they approach issues and things like that from a different perspective that maybe you hadn't thought of before. And so it's really neat to see that transaction of ideas at that conference.
Absolutely. I can remember 10 years ago, 15 years ago, the credit union models, same values, same principles, but very, very different across the world. And today, the regulatory pressures are so consistent across borders. The technology disruption pressures are so consistent across borders now that very often credit unions in other countries are facing some of the same challenges. And it's very interesting to see the innovative solutions that they apply that we can learn from. The other thing that we're finding is it's important to watch what's happening in Europe, what's happening in Australia and Canada, because some of these technology challenges and regulatory challenges are eventually going to come here to the U.S.
No doubt.
And we work to mitigate that, but we also want to have a heads up. And we telegraph again to our members and our supporters, you know, this is what we're seeing in Australia. For example, the open banking regulations.
Yeah, that's what Andy talked about, too.
Is something that we need to think about. How do we prepare for that? What do we want to try to mitigate and avoid? And what would be the long-term impact of something like that if it comes across the ocean?
And that conference acts as kind of a communication device to talk to the folks from Australia and say, how are you guys handling this stuff? Because it's coming here.
Right.
So, yes.
One of the other cool things about that conference is, you know, we're all in one place. Everybody gets together. And you know, we all have short bites of time to exchange information with each other. But there are a lot of follow-up conferences, mm-hmm. conference calls, conversations, interactions mm-hmm. to follow up on what did we find out in that
right.
conference.
Right, a lot of international calls for sure going back and forth what that conference stems from. All right, Brian, I know you have a busy, busy schedule. So anything else to add? Anything, any other pressing items wrap up here?
Just great here, to be here and see our friends and yep. connect with you as Creighton. I mean, frankly, the Creighton world wouldn't be what it was, what it is, how it's grown, if we didn't have the support of U.S. Credit Unions.
Agreed.
So, they provide leadership, they provide us with financial support to do the work we do mm-hmm. overseas, mm-hmm. And a model, an example for other credit unions in other countries to emulate.
Indeed, indeed. And I think the work that you guys do is, I think it needs to be blown up. I mean, it really, mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of people know about all the things that you guys do there at the World Council. So no, it's almost unfathomable what you guys do on a day-to-day basis. I mean, you're not doing stuff on a domestic, you're doing stuff on a global basis and then bringing it back domestically. So it's just phenomenal, this thing that you do. That's why I'm a huge supporter of what you guys do. I just think it's just huge. So,
you know, we enjoy it. It's always something different. Yeah, it's always stimulating and challenging. And
no doubt.
Thanks for helping us tell our story.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime. Brian, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Well done, sir. Always a pleasure talking to you. And always enjoy listening to your global stories and where you're headed next and why. So it's really exciting.
Okay.
Good stuff. All right.
Thanks.
There he is, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Brian Branch from the World Council of Credit Unions. Well done, sir.
Thanks, Mike.